Here! Something moved amidst an outcrop of small rocks. I jumped down. Goblin, where the hell are you? No goblin, just lady, and now not enough light to see how badly she was hurt. And hurt she was, no doubt about that. A fool damned thing to do, and me a physician who ought to know better, but I sat down and pulled her into my lap and held her, rocking her like a baby. The mind goes. From the minute you sign on with the company, you're doing things that make no sense. Drills and practices and rehearsals, so that when the crunch comes, you'll do the right thing automatically, without thought. The mind goes. I was without thought of anything but loss. I did not do the right thing. I was lucky. I had companions whose brains had not turned to mud. They got together enough burnable wood to get a fire started, got me my gear, and with a little judicious yelling, got me to stop fussing and start doing. She wasn't as bad off as she'd seemed in the dark. A few cuts, a lot of bruises, maybe a concussion to account for her grogginess. The old battlefield reflexes took over. I became a military physician again. Mergen joined me after a while. I found her horse. No sign of Goblin, though. How is she? Better than she looks. Banged around some, but nothing critical. She'll hurt all over for a while. About then, her eyelids fluttered. She looked up at me and recognized me. She threw herself at me, wrapped her arms around me, and started crying. Shadid said something. Mergen chuckled. Yeah, let's see if we can find Goblin. Cordy Mather was a beat slow, but he got it and went away, too. She settled down quickly. She was who she was, and was not in the habit of yielding to her emotions. She peeled herself off me. Excuse me, Croker. Nothing to excuse. You had a close call. What happened? I was going to ask you. They had me. They had me dead, Croker. I thought we'd given them the slip, but they knew right where we were. They split us apart and ran me up here, and there must have been a dozen of them sneaking around, jumping in on me and jumping away. They were trying to capture me, not kill me. Guess I should be glad. Otherwise, I'd be dead. But there's some time missing. I don't remember you showing up and running them off. I didn't. Near as I can tell, Shifter saved you. I told her about the sudden fire and the wolf. Maybe. I didn't know he was around. Where's Goblin? I don't know. We split about a mile from here. He tried to baffle them with illusions. We must have killed 100 of those men today, Croker. I never saw anybody so inept. But they never stopped coming. When we tried to outrun them, there were always more in ambush, no matter which way we went. If we tried to fight, they always outnumbered us, and 2 more turned up for every one we killed. It was a nightmare. They always knew where we were. She snuggled in close again. There had to be some kind of sorcery involved. I was never so scared. It's all right now. It's over. It was the best I could think to say. Now that my nerves were settled, I was intensely aware of her as a woman. What appeared to be lightning flashed to the east, several miles away. But there had been no lightning running with this petty drizzle. I heard Shadid and Mergen and Mather yelling at each other, then the sounds of their mounts moving away. "That's got to be Goblin," I said, and started to get up. She tightened her